Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thank you. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 068 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on March 19th, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So how was your week? I'll get my personal stuff out of the way first. I know for some of you, you're dying to know, and others of you couldn't care less, so let's get it over with. Here's the update on our little bird, Sealy. Our fabulous vet, Dr. Michael Morris, at the Animal Care Center of North Jersey, took as much loving care removing that nasty little syringe splint cast from Sealy's broken leg as he did when he had to apply it 5 weeks earlier. I saved that syringe to remind me of these difficult days. Sealy did very well. I mean, he was not happy about the whole situation. Now, his healed leg had been tractioned and splinted straight and sticking out the side of him, you know, if you've seen the picture, you know what I'm talking about, for a third of his brief life. So even when that little leg was free, it was somewhat atrophied and kind of frozen in place. So with his splint cast off, that leg has now become such a fragile thing, probably more fragile than it when it was first broken. So now the real trials begin, trying to get him to rehabilitate it naturally while keeping him, quote unquote, quiet, not as in silent, but as in not being a normal, exuberant, active little bird so he doesn't re-break it. This is not going to be easy. I mean, all he wants to do is jump and fly, but his leg is not fully functional, and even though he weighs maybe a gram, if he lands with his weight on a newly healed, broken, hollow bone that's the size of uncooked angel hair pasta, he's going to break it again. So I've devised all sorts of little means to give him sort of therapy. He's in love with this little roly-poly penguin. So while he's in his big aquarium, he can't go into a cage yet because he can't grip properly and we don't want him falling. I move the little penguin around and he follows it and talks to it and tells it how rotten I am. And then I move it around again. And I do get him out on top of our bed and sort of corral him with my arms and talk to him and pet him. And because he couldn't take off and fly from a standing still position when the splint was on, I don't think he's yet figured out that if he takes off from standing now, he can fly. So I've been keeping him very controlled and guarded. And I have to say we're encouraged. The foot is starting to clasp, or grasp, I should say, which is good. When he got the cast off, it was sort of frozen, and it didn't seem like he had any control over it. But now the toes are moving, he will grasp, which gives us confidence that he'll return to normal function. The leg is not as unnatural a position as it was when he returned home from the vet on Friday, but it's still sticking out to the side, not squarely under him. So there's going to be some rehab going on, and we'll see what happens. We don't want him to break it again. That's our big thing, and we know it's going to be fragile for months and months and months. The good thing is that he's young, and with the good diet we're giving him, he's getting a good amount of calcium. Hopefully it'll heal and he'll have normal activity, and one day I'll be recording and you'll hear him cackling on my shoulder. So I know these budgie updates are not what you are listening for, so this will be the last of my updates on Sealy unless I receive overwhelming requests to continue with the updates. I thank you for your patience, but this was a big thing in our lives. We are firm believers that if you take on the responsibility of caring for any creature, you have to really care for it and make sure it gets the very best attention and that you are not something to its detriment, and we don't want to be that with our little Sealy. So thank you for your good wishes, you bird people who have contacted me. I won't bother you with these updates anymore, unless I get overwhelming response that you want to hear about it. On to more guitar-y subjects. It was wonderful to see my student Arno again after multiple weeks of being off and him adjusting to a new job and getting back into a work routine. For a nice while, we had afternoon lessons after lunch and before he had to pick up the children at school. It worked for both of us. Not too early for me, not too late for him. Oh well. Real life has intervened once again, and Arno has replaced his okay job that he didn't really like with a very good one. And congrats, Arno. I am glad for the new job and for you being able to get back on track and resuming your lessons. I'm looking forward to a lot of great guitar adventures with you. My new student, Tipton's brand new guitar needed an adjustment, so our first lesson is put off for a little bit over a week. In his words, he's quote-unquote chomping at the bit to get started, but the head nut of his new Gresh was drilled too low, and the buzzes it causes just have to be eliminated. So we'll wait on the luthiers to replace that imperfect head nut, and I'm really surprised at the Gresh folks for letting a guitar out of their factory with that kind of an imperfection. Really quite shocked. Of course, with some spring cleaning this weekend, I broke one of my playing nails, so I wasn't thrilled. This happens every year, though, I have to say. Winter cleaning and spring cleaning, I usually break a nail or a couple of nails. Some years ago, I would have freaked and been in an absolute tizzy over it, but I take several good oral nail supplements and always use my Perfect Formula gel coat, so it's just a matter of time before my nail is back to a preferred length. Bummer, but temporary. When I registered my new G7th Nashville capo, there was an interesting little questionnaire to be answered. One of the multi-part questions was very curious to me. It was, if you were stranded on a desert island with only one acoustic, what would it be? And there was the same question for electric, hollow body, nylon string, and on and on. There were about 5 or 6 radio button answers you could choose, or you could fill in an other. What would your desert island guitar choices be? I suppose if I took it literally, I would have had the good sense to say and choose a rain song guitar. You know, the graphite ones. But I didn't take it literally. I just picked my favorite guitars, and I think that's what they were after. But, you know, in case you're unfamiliar with rain song guitars, they are the ones you would want if you were stranded on a desert island, because they're made totally of layered, a huge technological advanced layered graphite, which is impervious to temperature change and impervious to humidity or lack thereof. And they are renowned for being shipped from the factory in tune, and for them still being in tune when you receive them. They're remarkable instruments. The sound quality is unusual. It's a matter of taste. But if I were really thinking, and I were really truly stranded on a desert island, I think I would have to want a rain song guitar. This week, what we've got in the podcast, in the student spotlight, there is one student. The question of the week is about accompaniment again, maybe even from the same student who asked a similar question recently. News is about version 1.2 of GarageBand for iOS, and the Take Note segment is about iRig. So with that all out of the way and the intro done, I think it's time to move along to this week's student spotlight. In the warm glow of this week's student spotlight is returning student Arno. Arno, dude, you did really well considering the tumult of the last many weeks of your life. Arno is dedicated. He has all the drive and desire to become an extraordinary guitarist, but he's got real life. He's a family man. He works very long hours in Manhattan, has to commute back to New Jersey. His business day doesn't end, I don't think, at strictly 5 o'clock. I don't think he gets home till much later. And yet he finds time to play, and that's something I regard really highly. Yeah, he's human. He's not Superman. He does avoid, and I'm sorry I'm telling the tale on you, Arno, but he does avoid doing what's difficult for him. The most challenging aspect of his playing, which I'm not going to name, is something he doesn't prefer to do. But he realizes it's important, and he's working on it, and that's a good thing. We actually had quite a great breakthrough with it during his lesson this past week. So, Arno, dude, you're awesome. I congratulate you on being extraordinary this past week, and welcome back. It was great to see you, and we've got some really great playing and work ahead of us. I think it's going to be a very great rest of the year. The rest of my students, if Arno, who has a full-time job, family, regular life, takes care of a house, does all those kinds of things, and he can find time to do it, you people who are, and I'm not talking about you adults, you all have your own categories like Arno, but you school-age students, there's no excuse for slacking off with your practice time. So get on it, combat that spring fever. It's surely here in this part of the country, here in northern New Jersey. Today is going to be 73 or 75 degrees. It is gorgeous. We've got that extra daylight. It's very enticing to just zone out and daydream, but fight it, pick up your guitar, focus, and get something done. That's it for my tirade this week. Not too bad of a tirade. Not in a bad mood, just want people to get something done. I'm inspired. Heard some great music last night. I think that's probably why. One of our friends who's also a singer-songwriter played something original for us yesterday. It was great. We liked it. And we saw Michael, and he didn't say anything about his scale studies, so I don't know if he's actually playing them or not. I hope so. I'll have to hit him up on email or on Facebook. Okay, that's it for the student spotlight. Let's move along to this week's question of the week. The question of the week comes from one of my students who is among the singer-songwriters with whom I work. This is an entry-level songwriter, but a competent guitarist. This particular student has a hard time determining a harmonic setting for the lyrics and melodies they write. Customarily, that's done simultaneously, the lyrics and melody. They understand traditional harmony, but still, it's a challenge. This student hears their melodies, but can't always hear accompaniment in their mind's ear the way some others of us can. They asked if there is a rule or practice, etc., that will reduce the amount of time they labor over creating just the right harmonic setting for their songs. I mean, it's remarkable how much pains this student takes to finally find what they're looking for. It's a good question, and I hope the answer will also assist other singer-songwriter listeners who may be laboring similarly. Well, my short answer is, as a matter of fact, there's an app for that. Let's face it, if you use a device that allows applications, whether it's an iPad or a phone or an iPod or some other device, you know there are tons of chord apps out there if you've looked them over. And I will be the last person to say that I've checked them all out. I haven't. So if I don't mention your favorite app here, it's nothing personal. I'm just alerting you to something I really like. Not necessarily the be-all, end-all of all apps of the universe, but for this purpose, something that I think is excellent, actually, not even just good. And I don't use the word excellently lightly, those of you who know me. For this particular situation, I rather like an app called Chord Bank. I have it on my iPod, and as far as I can determine, it's not available for Android. So I'm sorry about that, you Android users. As I said before, there are multiple chord compendiums that display a diagram of how to play a chord of a particular name. What I like about Chord Bank is that not only does it display the finger position for a wide array of chords in a wide array of positions that you select, but that you can strum the arpeggio or pick the chord and hear realistic sound bank pitches. I mean, it's very, very realistic. For the inquiring student, this will be a great help in finding the sound that they have not yet imagined accompanying their melody and lyric. I like the simplicity of the app. It's not a large file, it works elegantly, and it's mostly correct. There are a couple of chords in it that I'd dispute, but overall, if you'd like to hear or learn common multi-position chords and exotics like 6/9s or minor 7 flat 5s, and you know, the little bit more exotic sounding chord names, you can find them. If you don't have a good working knowledge of theory, you'll take a small risk of coming across a chord that's not correctly constructed or labeled. I'd still give it a 2 thumbs up in rating for the purpose mentioned here. Now, what I've just described to you is the free version of that app. The pro version, which sells for $4, which I think is a perfectly in line price, that's just my personal opinion. If you think every app should cost 99 cents, whatever. If I were the developer, I think I'd be generous at offering this for $4. And the pro version is compatible up to the iOS 5, also offers suggestions for chord progressions. Now, that's a big thing for the student that posed this desperate question. Another thing the pro version will do is it'll flip the fingerboard if you play lefty. There's another feature that these chords are spelled enharmonically correctly with their correct note names, which is always my big complaint. I mean, I don't want to hear a B flat flat called A. It just isn't right. There's a reason why something's called B flat flat, and that's because harmonically it fits into a rule. Now, the abstract note that you play, if it were not surrounded or not set in a harmonic setting of some sort, you would call that note an A most of the time. Actually, all of the time, if it's isolated. But once you drop it into a particular harmonic setting, that note has to be called B flat flat to fit the constraints of the rules of harmony. Anyway, so triple thumbs up for the pro version for being enharmonically sound. So my free pick or my paid pick for this task is Chord Bank. It's wonderful if you produce gorgeous original melodies and then freak out or just wimp out on finding your chords to accompany it and your creative juices just dry up after the melody. This might be just the thing. It's Chord Bank. Or if you really want even to hear a few chord progressions that have been proven and have worked in other pieces of music, and it's not plagiarism to take a chord progression and put it to your melody if it works. I mean, there's only so many combinations of chords, so it's not plagiarism. Don't think it is. Chord Bank. Chord Bank Pro are available in the App Store. They're by Chris Lack. Thank you, Chris. Super duper great, great, great apps. So I hope those are helpful to you if you're just a little dry on the harmonic side. Now let's move along to this week's news segment. In the news this week, I'm going to mention GarageBand for iOS 4 and 5's version 1.2 this week. Most of you who are listening probably know about GarageBand. I don't know if you use it on your Macs. I don't even know if it's on a PC because my life doesn't have anything to do with PCs. So it probably is. I would take a guess that GarageBand is probably available for PC. But it has been out for over a year, for a year for the iPad. And it's been wonderful, and people really enjoy making music with it. But now it's available for all of the touch devices. It's available for iPhone, iPod, and there's been an update that really peps the app up a lot. I don't know how much you've used it, but I can tell you that if you're a musician and you don't do everything in a studio and you want to record some tracks or make some music or mix some music or work with loops, not just at your computer or on your notebook, and you're using a Mac device, or I should say an iOS device, you're going to be really in business with this great upgrade to the GarageBand program. Well, call it an app. Now, I want to warn you that if you are using a device that is already loaded, this is a gigantic, gigantic app. I think it's a gigabyte or something, which, yeah, of course, our devices hold a lot more than that. But if your phone or iPad or iPod are loaded with video, you might actually have a problem putting something this large on it. I was shocked to see how much of my memory it took. It's a great program, though. You can do multi-tracking, you can do all that stuff, and most especially, you can record with smart instruments, by the way, but you can also record your own guitar playing with the assistance of a product I'm going to talk about and take notes. So as you can see, the thread running through this entire show is iOS and its functionality for a guitar player. So this is fabulous. I was going to read you this big, long information about this particular iteration of GarageBand as an app. I'm going to let you refer to Apple, read about it. It's a great app. The price is ridiculous. It's something like $4.99. I'm pretty sure I'm quoting that correctly. It's a crazy, crazy price for an app if you're going to use it. As I said, it's very memory consuming. So take a look at it. This was just released, I think, like a week or week and a half ago. I've only gotten to talking about it today. I think it was released maybe around the 7th or 8th. All the reviews of it are great. You can import anything you create on it. So it's not that you're stuck with now the song you've created is on your device. There's integration. You can move your files around from device to computer if you so need to do. So this is just fabulous. And not just for guitar. I mean, you can deal with the keyboard. There's the voice recorder. There's the smart strings. There's the keyboard. You can do a lot with this. It's really a fabulous portable version of the Big Daddy GarageBand program now in app form. So I would say if you have an iOS device and like music, you should definitely check this out. There are tons of uniquely designed and authentic sounding instruments, a smart touch interface, and tools that make song creation easy. It's anyone with even a passing interest in creating music should download GarageBand for iOS. It's just fabulous, and your possibilities are tremendous. I don't know if I can say infinite or limitless, but they're tremendous if you want to learn to use this product and can make use of it when you're not in your studio or near your laptop or desktop computer. So that's it. Now, as I alluded to before, we have another iOS thing to talk about in our next segment, which is Take Note. Mm-hmm. my take note topic is going to stay on the eye subject this week, and it's about the iRig. Do you know about iRig? You electric players, if you're all enthused about the idea of GarageBand on your iPod, iPhone, iPad, let me introduce you to iRig, because this is the device. It is a combination of an easy-to-use instruments interface adapter that's going to connect and allow you to play your guitar directly into GarageBand or its companion software called Amplitube 2 for iPhone or iPad or iPod. The software, let me talk about that first. The Amplitube is much more guitar recording studio oriented. It's more focused in its attention than GarageBand. GarageBand is kind of a very broad approach. This is a narrower approach. There are three versions of Amplitube 2. There's a free version, which is just great. There's an LE version that's $3. There's a full version that's $20. And if you get the LE version, you can add what's called modules for a couple of dollars a piece, depending on what you want to do. And basically, Amplitube 2 is a multi-effects processor and recording studio and learning tool that you've got in your pocket at all times. Now, it's not very helpful if you can't play into it, and that's where the iRig comes in. This is a great little device. It's not expensive. I'm going to put links in the show notes to a YouTube video as well as to the web page for this product. But it's, as I said, with Amplitube iRig, you can plug your guitar into your iPhone, iPad Touch, iPod Touch, or iPhone, and jam anywhere with world-class guitar and bass tone right in the palm of your hand from the leader in studio class guitar and bass software. Simply plug the iRig interface into your mobile device, plug your instrument into the appropriate input jack, plug in your headphones, amp, or powered speakers, download Amplitube free version for your iPhone, iPad, iPod, etc., and start rocking. You'll have all at your fingertips, and you can control up to four recombinable simultaneous stomp box effects and an amplifier and a cabinet and a microphone, just like in a traditional studio. So this is really fun. It frees you from having to carry a lot of gear around. If you have your guitar and you have this iRig and you have the right app in your device, you're really all set. There's not that much else you need. Of course, you are going to want to control your environment in some recording circumstances, but for jamming, for just working on something with your buds or by yourself somewhere, super duper great product. So that wraps it up for this week's segments. They were very eye-oriented. I hope you learned something you didn't already know. All the links are going to be in the show notes. And I'm unreservedly recommend all of the products I spoke about today. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 068. So let's move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Thanks for joining me this week. I neglected to say in the intro, please don't cease from humidifying your guitars just because the spring is here in some parts of the country. It doesn't mean they're not going to dry out. So keep humidifying your guitars and always check the humidity in the rooms in which your guitars are stored. Don't forget the weeks are waning for the full effect and full span of what is exhibited in the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. I have never been to the Les Paul Foundation. I don't know if it's some place that you can walk in and view Les Paul's possessions and historical inventions, but it's probably safe to say that right now the Mahwah Museum is the single venue with the most Les Paul information and personal effects than any collection anywhere. So if you can get yourself there before the end of June, you will be able to see the full exhibit, whereas after June, the exhibit is going to be reduced. It will be permanently installed, but it's going to be much smaller. So Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday are the days of operation, and I believe it's from 1 to 5 all of those days. So if you're anywhere near the New York metro area, you'd be well advised if you're a lover of brilliance, of invention, or of guitar, or music, or 20th century culture. For all of those reasons, you'd be interested in taking a look at the exhibit. Congratulations to Arno, back his first week and into the student spotlight. Nice way to go, dude. Keep it up. If you are being hard-pressed to find the perfect chord accompaniment for your original melodies, perhaps the app ChordBank will help you. ChordBank Free or ChordBank Pro. They're both great values and very, very helpful. GarageBand's been revised as an app for iPad, iPod, and iPhone. It's very inexpensive for the fabulous app that you get, but it is a memory hog. Be careful if you're close to your allotted memory for your device. It's fabulous. It's a little bit of a learning curve because it's in such a small space. If you're used to the full version program on your Mac, it'll take a little bit of time to see the shortcuts that have been taken in order to deliver so much diversity of function to you, but it's surely worth it. And if you're going to use GarageBand, why don't you get an iRig so you can play your guitar, your electric guitar, right into the program. You might also want to look at iRig's accompanying software, which is called Amplitube 2. Links to all of these things will be in the show notes. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you for your time and for joining me for episode 068 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something interesting, even though we were really on an I-ish topic this time. I will include links to everything that I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there's no tutor in the email address. Please don't hesitate to email me your questions for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick for your trouble. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I am not a tweeting maniac, so don't expect to see daily multiple tweets from me. There could be a day where you see 5 tweets, and there could be a week where you see nothing but the podcast went up. I do retweet the people's tweets who I follow that I think are interesting. On my homepage and on the podcast page of the website, you will find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you are seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If you didn't listen last week, and if you've taken this number down before, as of last week, my business number has changed. So if you wrote it down a long time ago, check back on the website, it has changed. the number you are looking for should end with 4141, and if that's not the number you have written down, check it out on the website and make sure you have the correct number for me. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, check out all these interesting eye things, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.